ready or not.
It's now time for the most exciting and tantalizing 2+ minutes in news talk sports radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. I promised that I'd begin to reach mid-season form last week. Well, did I keep my promise?
1, 2, 3! Give me Michigan over Northwestern 52-12.
Haskins breaks it up over the middle. He's in! Hassan Haskins, touchdown Michigan!
Give me the Colts over the 49ers 29-20.
Wentz going all the way in the end zone to Michael Pittman for the touchdown.
Give me the Rams over the Lions 55-11.
Goff hit as he throws for the end zone. Intercepted! Jalen Ramsey with the pick at the goal line!
Perfect.
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 That's perfect!
Bingo!
I win! I always win. Is there no one on this planet to even challenge me?
I did it again. Oh yeah, yet another perfect week of pigskin prognosticating from your prized and prolific pigskin prognosticator. All right, I know the Lions didn't lose that badly against the Rams. Lions actually played pretty good, but a win is a win. You know, for the last few years, I felt like the Winter Warlock who lost most of his powers, but I felt a burst of rejuvenation here in 2021, and it's most surely showing in the seismic segment. My record now improves to 23-5 thus far, Art. That's right, 23-5. Now, I don't know about you, but the picks have seemed real easy this year. I like a challenge, and it seems like I will get that challenge this week. So let's not delay any further. Here are my picks. Central Michigan visits Western Michigan this coming Wednesday night in Kalamazoo. Is this the game that everyone's talking about across the state of Michigan? Yeah? No? Well, it should be. CMU lost a heartbreaker to Northern Illinois last week and are looking to levy out some frustration on someone, and who better than their in-state rival. Give me CMU over Western Michigan 34-31. Go fire up chips. In the NFL, the 0-7 Detroit Lions host the Philadelphia Eagles at Ford Field this Sunday at 1 p.m. The Lions played a decent ball game in their loss against the Rams last week and are very close to winning their first game. They get to face a bad Eagles team. I mean it, a bad Eagles team. If not this game, then when will the Lions win a game this season? Give me the Lions over the Eagles 28-27. And we finish with the creme de la creme of the weekend, especially here in the Great Lakes State. The number 6 Michigan Wolverines visit the number 8 Michigan State Spartans with coverage beginning at 11 a.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW, your home for Michigan football. For the first time since 1964, these two-story programs will meet while they're both in the AP's top 10. It's also the first time this game takes place with both teams undefeated since 2010. Head coach Mel Tucker has done a remarkable job of putting together a team filled with transfers. Nobody, and I mean nobody, had MSU going into this game at 7-0. On the other side, nobody, and I mean nobody, had Michigan remaining undefeated heading into this rivalry contest. Head coach Jim Harbaugh is 3-3 against the Spartans, but Michigan fans believed he'd sport a far better record after 6 seasons against MSU. Expect Michigan to stay with their power running game, but expect the Spartans to stack the line of scrimmage and force Cade McNamara to beat them in the air. Plus, expect MSU to feed Kenneth Walker the rock throughout the game, thereby setting up play action or some misdirection, which has stymied this Wolverines defense from time to time this season. Harbaugh's Michigan teams are 1-9 versus ranked teams on the road. 1-9. Ouch. Everyone knows that the Spartans treat this game as their biggest game of the year. That is why I have to say, give me MSU over Michigan 27-22. So I've got CMU over Western Michigan, the Lions over the Eagles, and MSU over Michigan. And that's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Well, awesome, Art.
Actually, it's pretty interesting, Pat. You are in total agreement with one of the sportscasters in this region.
Oh.
Who I happened to come across last night at the Dow, who was saying that he thought it would be MSU by 4 points instead of 5.
Oh, all right. Ooh. All right. Well,
home field advantage. They're playing well.
I will say, I think it does help Michigan that this game is at noon. I think if this were a night game, it would be more of an advantage for MSU. But that it's a noon start, I think that helps Michigan a little bit.
Mike. So.
Yeah.
It's going to be a close game.
It'll be a good one, no matter what.
I will say that Michigan fans are already lining up outside the building.
Yes.
Pat will need an escort out to his vehicle today.
Yes.
Hey, and everybody remember, I went to many Michigan games when I was a kid.
I love Michigan football so much, Bo Schembechler, all that stuff. I saw Harbaugh play, but I can't go with my heart. I'm just going with my mind.
Which is
that's fine. That's good, you know.
Which is why
don't worry about the escort out of the building. MSU people will provide that.
And they're just shouting, "Let's go, Brandon."
Oh, it's 8:50. Oh no. Hey, and Pat was perfect again next week. He picks the games. He doesn't pick the heart.